If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
What kingdom has sent you?
The kingdom of the Most High.
Any investment discussed on Wall Street Raw is presented for educational purposes only. We strongly recommend you seek out a competent, licensed professional for advice.
Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. The Super Bowl, the World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners. 1 minute, you're up half a million in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your venue.
Talk Radio is proud to present Wall Street Raw with TV's Wall Street Week elf and nationally recognized market timer, Mark Leibovit, who welcomes you on board his financial time machine. And here is the elf himself, Mark Leibovit.
Welcome, everyone. Good morning. Good evening. This is Wall Street Raw. It's Saturday, July 8th, and I'm thrilled that you had time to join us for our program. The Wall Street Raw is my financial, political, spiritual, and even musical time machine, so we're going to cover the bases here. We have a treat for you on segment four with Kate Smith. I want to acknowledge our sponsor, Swiss America, for graciously sponsoring the program. For more information from Swiss America, please call 800-289-2646. We have a jam-packed show. Jeff Friedland is going to be joining us momentarily. Mark Skousen talking about the upcoming Freedom Fest. We have Sinclair Noe. We have Henry Weingarten. And, of course, a special treat on segment four with our recording of Kate Smith. So let's join Jeff Friedland right away and get started. Welcoming back a good friend and former guest on Wall Street Raw, Jeffrey Friedland, who's the managing director of Friedland Capital. He's a member of the advisory board of OWC Pharmaceutical Research, which we want to talk about this morning. And Intiva, he's a CEO of that company. And Intiva made an early stage investment in OWCP during the summer of 2014. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for joining us on this long 4th of July weekend.
I'm delighted to be here today.
Big announcement this week. OWC announces its market readiness of its cannabinoid-based topical cream for skin conditions, starting with psoriasis. That's a big story, looking for a product like that, kind of coming out of Israel, too.
Right. It's really fascinating. The news announcement that came out on Monday, and I'm an advisor to the company, as you indicated, indicates that a full patent application was filed with the U.S. Patent Office to replace the provisional patent on this psoriasis cream. And the psoriasis cream, there's a lot of people that have topical products out there with CBD or other cannabinoids and terpenes. But what you have to understand about OWC psoriasis cream is the fact that it has undergone a lot of trials in Israel. And we all know that Israel is sort of probably about 95% of pharmaceutical cannabis research in the world, a role that will probably continue for, as I've said in Tel Aviv, for at least 10 years.
So
OWC is working on other products besides this, I assume, correct? This is one of many in the pipeline.
Right. The one I'm really fascinated with, which they've also, you know, publicly announced a couple of years ago, and then it was sort of start and stop, and is, you know, doing some preclinical work for multiple myeloma. And you can find this online at Edgar at the FCC or with news releases of theirs, but nothing right now conventionally kills multiple myeloma cancer cells. And the preliminary results that they did with mice, in 60% of the mice, I may be slightly off on this, but 60% of the mice, 100% of the multiple myeloma cells were killed. So obviously that's, you know, far away from human trials, but just the fact that those kind of results, you know, were obtained is a big deal. But I think what people have to understand about what OWC is that it's a pharmaceutical development company. And they have to also understand that it's about Israel, it's about sciences, and it's about the cannabis space in Israel. And I think that's key. And OWC and its management team over there are incredibly plugged into what's happening in Israel, which is leading edge on pharma development worldwide.
Jeff has had background in this industry going well before his involvement with Intiva and OWC Pharmaceutical. He was an owner of cannabis stores in Colorado, and he was also involved in a cultivation facility. He's also been a keynote speaker at the recent San Jose IMN institutional cannabis event, and he's really an expert in the field, and we really enjoy having him on the program. Just so much going on here going forward, Jeff. We only have about 60 seconds. Looking forward into the cannabis space, legalization, non-legalization, but the medical marijuana is really what it's all about.
Yeah, just a couple quick points. Obviously, my book, Marijuana, the World's Most Misunderstood Plant, is available at Amazon and print and Kindle. You know, I do a lot of speaking, and I've got a lot of videos out there, too, at my personal website, which is jeffreyfriedland.com, jeffreyfriedland.com. But I love the space. I love the canna entrepreneurs in this space, or canapreneurs. I love the action on this, and I'm delighted to be involved in this industry in the United States, Canada, and Israel, because it's an incredible emerging market.
And I'm terribly excited, too, because it's a great opportunity for investors, and the medical marijuana space helps a lot of people. Jeff, it's really a pleasure having you. We're going to have you back real soon. Have a great 4th of July weekend. We've been talking to Jeffrey Friedland from Intiva, who's the CEO of Intiva, and also he's on the advisory board of OWC Pharmaceutical Research, ticker symbol OWCP. Thank you, Jeff, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Welcome back our regular and very special guest, Harry Boxer from thetechtrader.com. Thank you again, Harry, for joining us on this Saturday morning.
You're welcome.
All right, market, it looks like for sure the NASDAQ has topped out. We saw a big mini crash in Tesla, and it looks like you know, a little bounce, but it looks like more trouble maybe ahead for the NASDAQ. How do you read it?
Well, the McLellan also got to minus 73. Doesn't sound like a lot, but that's the lowest reading in 2 months, so we may be oversold enough to get a snapback rally. I mean, you realize that the NASDAQ 100, which had gone up about 12%, had pulled back about 4%, so that's about a nice fib retracement. And as we speak today, we're moving back through the moving averages on the hourly charts on the NDX, NASDAQ 100. The S&P is right at resistance here. This is important. We've had a very strong session. Advanced declines are solid by more than 2-to-1. Up-down volume is 3-to-1 on NASDAQ, but on New York, it's only like 7-to-6. So it's kind of an interesting that we're seeing a lot of divergences. We have very strong recovery on the semiconductors today. Biotechs are picking it up now, and the NASDAQ generals are really strong today. Priceline's up 32, Google up 11, Amazon 13, even Apple's up 1.5, and Facebook 2.5. So it's a nice day. So far, we'll see how they close them, but that's important. We got plenty of time to do a lot of damage both ways.
Yeah, the lesson we've learned in the last months and year or so is these big, sharp 1 or 2 day breaks are buying opportunities. So everyone, including myself, is looking for a summer correction, and the opposite could happen, I suppose.
Yeah, well, too many people are bearish, I got to say. But I mean, I have people screaming at me yesterday. We're going lower. We're going, market's crashing. I said, okay, whatever. And as far as I'm concerned, trade bridges see not what you think. If you think something and it doesn't happen, you get crushed. Too many people I know are sure, too.
Okay, let's hit a couple interesting areas in the market. First, gold. They've really been taking that down in the last couple of days, but we should be due for some type of seasonal bottom in the summer. Any feel for that market?
Yeah, it doesn't look great, but I got a low-price stock in that group that is unheard of. And it, matter of fact, a company that is very well-known called U.S. Gold, mm-hmm. that was privately held, and they just merged with a publicly held company and changed their name to U.S. Gold. Symbol's USAU. It's trading at 273. It's really cheap. I think it's a double this year, maybe triple. If gold does anything at all between now and the end of the year, I think that could be a nice winner for some of your people.
Are they a domestic gold company?
Nevada.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Not only that, but the guy who's their head research, their head prospector, whatever you want to call it, is one of the most renowned guys in the country. He's had a tricker with Newmont and Barrick, and you know, he's been around a long time. He knows his stuff, and he's a lead guy for this company, and they have new management. It's a terrific story. You should read up on it. U.S. Gold, USAU.
Okay. We just ran out of time. We covered the market quickly and USAU, Harry, so we'll have to talk to you next week. Thank you for joining us. I know you got to get back to your clients on the Internet. Harry Boxer from thetechtrader.com. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Liebovit. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
My friend, for years, Swiss America and I have been warning about the unsafe world of modern banking, in which merely holding cash might be a crime. Today, if you decide to withdraw cash, be prepared to explain why or fill out forms. So why are honest citizens suddenly being treated like criminals? That's the subject of two complimentary Swiss America special reports, The Secret War on Cash and The 10 Consequences of a Cashless World. Why don't you call Swiss America now for these free reports, 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. Does a cashless world concern you? It ought to. New government capital controls are targeting citizen savings and retirement funds. Take it from Pat Boone. These reports will explain what you can do about it. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Liebovit, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Welcome back to the Wall Street Raw Radio Show with Mark Leibovich, your time machine for the financial markets. Want to know more? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Now, here's the elf himself, Mark Leibovich.
Welcome back a very special guest to Wall Street Raw, Mark Skousen. Mark is a financial economist, professor of economics at Chapman University in California, and most importantly, producer of the upcoming Freedom Fest in Vegas on July 19th. And, you know, Freedom Fest is the world's largest gathering of free minds is really the password there. And it's, again, the July 19th through 22nd at the Paris Resort. And Mark's kind enough to spend a couple minutes with us. Mark, thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's my pleasure. And by the way, it's Paris, Las Vegas, not France.
Okay. Did I indicate that it wasn't Vegas? I should have said Vegas. I apologize.
Yeah, yeah.
We're in Vegas.
You know, a lot of people probably want to go to Paris, but when they hear all the great speakers and panelists and debates, they may want to change their mind and come to Vegas on July 19th.
Well, I don't know how I skipped that. As I mentioned off air, it's one of my favorite spots, so we'll make sure people remember it's Vegas. So tell us a little bit in the couple minutes we have about the conference. It's really exciting. We've got some really great guests.
Yeah, it's our 10th anniversary, and it's very special. We expect a couple thousand people there, and we have Steve Forbes' 70th birthday party that we're celebrating. It's the 100th anniversary of Forbes magazine, so we're having a big talk about what that has meant. And it's also the 100th anniversary of communism, the Bolshevik Revolution. So we're doing a debate or a discussion of capitalism versus communism, who's winning the 100-year war. And of course, you think that capitalism is won, but when you see Venezuela, a country of 32 million people now under a Marxist strongman, you kind of wonder. Or you see Bernie Sanders getting so much support for free student loans and Medicare and so forth, you really wonder about that sort of thing. But we have sessions on philosophy, history, science, and technology. We have William Shatner as our keynote speaker of Star Trek fame, so we're calling him the captain of the free enterprise.
Oh, wow.
Our topic. So we have Senator Mike Lee coming from Utah. We have four congressmen who are going to tell us what's going on in Capitol Hill. We're going to have a big debate about Trump. We have the Anthem Film Festival, which is a libertarian film festival that's gotten rave reviews, and even one of their films has won an Emmy. So there's lots of activities going on. And as a matter of fact, if people go to freedomfest.com and look under agenda, we just posted our entire program of 300-some speakers and panelists and debaters We have the Fox News people coming, Greg Gutfeld. We're going to ask him some tough questions about what's going on in Fox News and the sexual harassment that's going on and the fake news at CNN. And I mean, it really is going to be a lot of fun. And all the freedom organizations show up, Cato, Reason, Heritage, Students for Liberty, Americans for Prosperity. I call it one-stop shopping for Liberty at Freedom Fest. So it's a hot conference in Vegas in July. So I hope a lot of your people can come and join us.
Yeah, it's the libertarian event of the decade. That's how I'm billing it. Not incorrectly. When will you be speaking, Mark?
Well, I'm giving a couple of pre-conference events on Wednesday, July 19th, at the Paris Resort. We're talking about Marxism, what every student and citizen should know about Marxism. I'm giving a talk on the inside story of Freedom Fest, our 10-year anniversary. I'm also doing a little appearance as Ben Franklin, and we have Jennifer Grossman appearing as Ayn Rand, as a kind of a blast from the past of two characters. We have a mock trial, for example, with Kennedy from Fox Business as the judge. And this year we're putting the police on trial, which I think is very relevant to what's happening around the world. So we have people covering all aspects of what's going on in the freedom movement. And we do have a full investment conference with Jim Rogers coming and Keith Fitzgerald and Alex Green. There's just a whole list of speakers and experts on financial topics that I think your viewers would really get a lot out of Freedom Fest.
Well, we're really looking forward to it. And again, if you want to go, it's on July 19th through 22nd at the Paris Resort in Vegas. And you can save $100 off the registration fee, folks, if you go to freedomfest.com and enter the promo code RAW, R-A-W, for Wall Street Raw. And we hope to have Mark back hopefully again here next week. Thank you, Mark, and we look forward to seeing you at Freedom Fest.
Okay, see you then. Bye-bye.
It's going to be an exciting event, folks. I'm going to be there. I'm probably doing some interviews with some of the big guests. I hope to have Jim Rogers on the show and interview him accordingly. Well, let's look at the markets here. We had a very interesting week, and we only have a minute or two here until the break. But one of the interesting things this past week was watching the Dow Transportation average into new record all-time highs, getting up to 97.04. So that's a bit of a divergence, considering that there's a lot of bears out there. And I have to put myself in that category a little bit, because cyclically we should see some type of pullback between now and August or September, but transports into new highs. Bitcoin, we had some great trades there at VRTrader.com. A little quiet here. It's sort of stabilizing in this 2,500 an ounce area, but there's about 100 Bitcoins at least out there you can track on my website. If you go to VRTrader, there's a link, and you can see all the action from Bitcoin, Ethereum, all the way down the list. Very interesting what's going on there, but we are trading Bitcoin via GBDC, GBTC if we do see an opportunity. Crude oil continued late in the week. We were trading that on the short side. Looks like it might want to go lower, but we're watching it here from the sidelines. But I think overall you got to be positive into the end of the year with crude oil. Gold, as we will talk to Henry Weingarten about, start to approach that 1,200 level. Hopefully we find some support there, but it's still looking for, I think, cyclically a big rally in the months ahead. So we're going to try to stay optimistic on the gold market. And so, you know, bottom line is we have a little volatility here, theoretically, in the summers. But as you know, we try to trade them. With regard to our cannabis vice letter, of course, we're holding some positions in what we think is a very exciting industry. And legalization in Canada, there's no barrier up there. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity in Canada. As you may recall, this past week or so, Mexico opened up medical marijuana. So we have maybe 50, 60 names on our list, and this is a growth area and one that you have to take a look at. So our cannabis vice letter at VRTrader.com is the place to go for that. And we will be monitoring the markets, of course, for you all through the week. I want to thank, of course, again, Swiss America for being our sponsor on the show. If you'd like to get a free copy of Don't Bank on It or The Secret War on Cash, please call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646 for a copy of Don't Bank On It and The Secret War on Cash. And don't forget that you did hear about it on Wall Street Raw. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break with Sinclair Know.
Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back. Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw. Want to know more about Wall Street Raw and the Leibovitz VR newsletters? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com.
Welcome back, my good friend, special and regular guest, Sinclair Ngo from KFNN 1510 and author of the incomparable blog EatTheBankers.com. Thank you, Sinclair, again for joining us on this Saturday morning.
Always a pleasure, Mark. Thank you.
On Friday, we got the jobs report and had some good news there. And as I just told you off air, I got a personal tweet from President Trump saying that we have a record number of jobs in the country now, employment in the country right now. I believe the number is 153 million employed. So good news from the president, too.
Yeah, personal tweet to you.
That's how I feel.
Well, we did finally get a good jobs report for June, 222,000 new jobs. This follows three really lousy months of jobs reports where we had disappointment after disappointment. In addition to the good solid number for June, we had upward revisions to prior months. One thing that happened is the unemployment rate inched up from 4.3% to 4.4%. That's an indication that the job market, though, is strong. Even though it seems the unemployment rate is moving in the wrong direction, what it really means is that people think that they can get a job. They think that they will be paid enough to actually make it worth their while to try to get a job, so more people are back in the labor force, even if they haven't actually landed a job just yet. Overall, this is very good news. And really, you have to look at the economy, I believe, and say, what is one of the most important things about the economy? Well, it's jobs. It's how people make a living.
Absolutely.
And right now, this is another good, solid report. We've been seeing it slowly but surely. The 12-month average has been slowly but surely slipping down over the past couple of years. But this is still a very strong report and bodes well for the future and bodes well for what the Fed is looking at possibly doing in the future as well. Of course, we got the Fed minutes earlier this week.
Right, I was going to ask you about that. So they're still on this track for cutting back on the bonds and the raising interest rates both together. Which seems
That's
to be
right.
confusing a lot of people.
That they again said that they support continued gradual rate increases. They, of course, we know that they had a plan that to start winding down their portfolio, their $4.5 trillion bond portfolio. We heard about that in their statement from the June meeting,
June 13th and 14th. What we didn't hear was a timeline, and that's because the minutes revealed that they're not quite sure when they're going to do it yet. There is some discord about when to actually begin unwinding the bond portfolio, but the general consensus is that it's going to happen fairly soon.
Right, and as that happens, it drives interest rates higher, too. That's what they're worrying about. That'll drive interest rates up.
You got to think it will. You have one major, massive buyer out there who's going from buyer to seller, essentially. So, yeah, you would think that that would push rates up, push prices down, rates higher.
Right. So, and in Germany this past week, we saw bond yields climb, too. So I guess that worldwide expectation for higher rates might be sinking in.
Yeah, Germany saw its bond yields climb to the highest levels in about 18 months. Now, their 10-year treasury, the Bund, is at 0.56%. Quite a difference between here and there. However, the problem actually started over in France. France held a debt auction, and they didn't find enough demand for their 30-year securities. So prices started to tumble. As prices tumbled, it spread across the Eurozone. German 10-year bunds hit an 18-month high. That then spread across the pond, and we saw Treasury's yields moving higher here in the U.S. as well. And hedge funds that built up bullish long Treasury wagers, they look like they're, if not rushing for the exits, at least making sure they know that the exits are nearby.
Well, speaking of Europe, we have the G20 meeting going on, and let's cover that in the next 60 seconds or so. A lot of stuff happening there. Trump meeting Putin, meeting Peña from Mexico, a lot of discussion, well, lack of discussion on climate change because of the U.S. position. So what's your reading?
China's Xi Jinping and German Chancellor Merkel pledged to work together. Japan, this is a big one. I don't think it's had much notice. Japan and the European Union agreed to a free trade pact to create the world's biggest open market economic area. I mean, that's a major trade announcement coming out. They're going to continue to work on climate protection. Trump spoke the other day in Poland, and I think one of the most important things he said didn't get much coverage either. He said, "We are committed to securing your access to alternate sources of energy so Poland and its neighbors are never again held hostage to a single supplier of energy." Remember, Russia cut the natural gas imports back in 2009, I believe it was. Well, if you're looking for a play here, look to nat gas being exported to the European Union, specifically over to Poland and other areas like that. That's a big play right there. It may not fit into the climate change protocols of this meeting, but it's a pretty important move, I think.
Sinclair, we ran out of time. Our good friend Sinclair Noe from KFNN 1510 Phoenix will be back with us again next week. And if you want more information, go to his blog, eatthebankers.com. Thank you, Sinclair.
Thanks, Mark.
Welcome back, my good friend and regular and special guest, Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund. If you want more information, by the way, you want to go to afund.com, and Henry's kind enough to join us again on this Saturday morning. Henry, thank you again.
Thank you. I'm rather happy at the moment. I'm on a tour of the Yukon, looking at various mining properties, and then going to see a nice conference in Dawson City, so sort of playing the rugged game. Gold, as you know, went down a little bit, but we think down here in the 1200 zone or above or below it is a definite buy, and whether you want to hold it as a hedge or whether you just want to hold it as a trade. So we're going to basically hold that for the summer. You know, one more interest rate is all we get between now and March, so down December, and that's, I think, built into the marketplace.
One more interest rate hike is all you're expecting?
For this year.
This year.
At most. And it may go through March, but that's it. So we're not going to have much more than that. So I think there, you know, most people have a target of at least 1250, although I have much bigger targets higher than that. So with gold down here, you've got to be able to make at least $30 on a trade. But it's also a hedge. If you look at, for example, the bonds, we were buying the 10-year under 220, and, you know, they went to 230, almost to 240. which is, you know, a good trade, although eventually it's going to 275 to 3. So depends on your time horizon. This is the summer. Things are going to be, you know, very wild and thin, especially as we get into August, although August does have an issue for, you know, things getting hit. And you remember that we went short on Tesla in the 370 area, and of course it's hitting the first targets of 300 very shortly, and we may take our profits, although it certainly could drop another 10-15% from there. So there's a lot of trades you can do, but we're still bullish for the end of the year. We think markets will be higher, the fundamentals will be better, but you know, there'll be some rough patches.
Well, good timing on your part to leave New York and head up to Alaska during the summer, so you should get some good weather up there at the very least, some cool weather. Henry, thank you so much for joining us. Henry Weingarten is on the road here, and he's kind enough to just spend a few seconds with us. If you want more information, go to afund.com, and hopefully we'll have Henry back next week. Great call, Henry, by the way, on that Tesla. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, we also participated with Henry, and thanks again, Henry, for that input. At VR Trader, we were long puts in Tesla, so we capitalized on that big break as well. So technically, it coordinated with Henry's cyclical forecast. So that was a big play for us this past week. A lot of clients did really well with Tesla. So it's an interesting phenomenon with that company, you know, government supported with loans and so forth, and the stock went as high as it did. Well, we have an exciting segment four coming up here for you, so stay tuned and don't touch your dial.
You are listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Leibovich. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovich, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Responsibility begins and ends with our partners and our shareholders, and that's it.
There is no freedom without the law.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw and the final segment with Mark Leibovit. Now, here's the elf himself.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw, and we have a very special treat for you here on segment four. Even though we had the 4th of July last weekend, we had some technical issues, and we definitely didn't want to miss this opportunity to let you hear God Bless America, sung by Kate Smith. This was a 18 piece written by Irving Berlin. It was revised in 1938, and there was a film, This is the Army, 1943. And if you go to my website, vrtrader.com, you'll see a movie clip there and actually see what you're going to be hearing right now. But her titanic delivery of Irving Berlin's God Bless America, and this recreates the 1938 introduction, which she did, is really spectacular. And what's most interesting is there's actually a cameo appearance there of Ronald Reagan in 1943, which convinces me that God had his hand in his career. So let's listen to Kate Smith and God Bless America.
Hello, everybody. It is my happy privilege to introduce a new song, God Bless America.
Grateful for a land so
late.
No. Light with
son.
Makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom. Brand new, first time in the air.
Brand new, my eye. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Hank 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
I was fell out of my chair when I saw Ronald Reagan there in the cameo. So if you go to VRTrader.com and watch the video, it's amazing when I saw him in this particular piece from this movie from 1943. So definitely something that was inspiring to me and, you know, falls into the purview of this program, Wall Street Raw, where we talk about financial, political, spiritual, musical, but it's all within this time machine concept. We look back and we look forward, and we try to not to forget our past, which is so important. And that even comes into the play in market analysis, because we study history to try to forecast the future. Meanwhile, we had an exciting program for you today. Again, I want to thank my sponsor, Swiss America, for sponsoring our program. And if you want more information on their two books, Secret War of Cash and Don't Bank on It, mention Wall Street Raw and call 800-289-2646. And as we do each week, we close our program with what Ed Hart used to close his show back in the 1980s, 1990s on the Financial News Network when he said, "We will know in the fullness of time."
Thank you for listening to Wall Street Raw with nationally recognized market timer and previous Wall Street Week ALF, Mark Leibovitz. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Mark, please go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Any stocks or investment discussed on Wall Street Raw are not in any way a recommendation or solicitation to buy, sell, or hold. We first recommend you seek out a licensed financial professional for advice. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.